Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the answer of the week is back for a whole new year, 2014. And today...
Sorry, was I supposed to chime in there?
I don't know. I thought you might say something. You know, you are a co-host. Today, we're talking about your choices for the best of 2013.
It's the 2013 Listener's Choice Awards.
It's the Listener's Choice Awards. We're going to be talking about your favorite writer, your favorite artist, and your favorite series of 2013. Before we get into our calls, Joe Patrick, let's sum up the boards a little bit. Let's talk about what these people on the boards were talking about.
Yeah. All right. Randy Andrews kicked it off. He didn't have a pick for best writer, but...
Randrew, what are you doing, man?
Listen, man. He gave best artist to Mahmoud Asrar.
That guy's awesome.
And Brandon Peterson for All New X-Men. Now, was Mahmoud Asrar drawing All New X-Men?
He did draw some, yes.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, right. He was there.
And his best series of 2013, Superior Spider-Man.
Good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
Moving on to our very own Brian Domingos, who is a member of the Inner Circle.
Yeah, he's one of the first people to have an actual
three
name.
Stars, man.
Woo!
He and Jim both cranking out the posts.
I love it. I love it.
His best writer goes to Matt Fraction, question mark. I'm not sure why.
I don't know. It's in parentheses, too. Like,
His best artist is Aaron Cooter, a bit of a dark horse.
Yeah.
I like Aaron Cooter a lot.
I do like Aaron Cooter, too. And mad props to Aaron Cooter getting important jobs.
That's
good
right.
For him, man.
And his best series goes to, let's just call it Batman and Robin.
Yeah, but here it's Batman and dot, dot, dot.
And ellipses.
And you know what? That ended up on a lot of people's best of
I love that
for
book,
the year.
Man.
A lot of people said this is a totally overlooked Batman book that everyone should be reading. Pete Tomasi, man.
Yeah, and I'm behind on that book just because, not because of quality, just because I got behind.
Right. You jerks make us read too much stuff.
But I do love that book. I do want to give a quick shout out. I also posted the entire awards list and said, hey, for fun, give us your picks for
yeah,
the rest
and
of the
all you guys did it.
And
I love it.
Most of you guys did it.
That's so cool. I love it.
Brian, I want to give a shout out to Brian's best death pick because it did not even occur to me to pick Damian Wayne.
I totally forgot.
I forgot about
I
Damian.
Forgot. And that was a hell of a death.
I mean, it still would not have been my pick, I don't think. But
yeah,
when I read Brian's post, I was just like, how could I have forgotten?
I'm staying with Thor killing one of the builders. But yeah, that was an excellent death.
Absolutely. Next up, Hebrews.
Great name. Unless it's anti-Jewish.
H-E-B-R-U-I-S-E.
Oh,
Hebrews.
Man. I demand you change it to Z.
Hebrews.
I was like, Hebrews.
His best writer goes to Matt Fraction as well for FF, Satellite Sam, Hawkeye, Sex Criminals.
Starting to see a pattern here.
Best artist, Matteo Scalera.
Love that pick.
He cites Black Science.
Matteo Scalera had a big year, too.
Indestructible Hulk.
Yeah, had a big year.
And best series, Superior Spidey.
Hard to argue with.
Moving on to Honor Buddy. Another great name.
Good name.
His best writer.
What is the bug playing the guitar?
I don't know, man.
Love it.
It's a little bug playing the guitar.
I love that.
Honor Buddy's best writer, Jonathan Hickman.
We're going to hear that name again. I guarantee
you
it.
You better jot it down.
Yep.
Best artist, David Aja. Or Aha. And his best series goes to... FBP, Federal Bureau of Physics.
Which I just the other day said, I need to catch up on that book.
I took home a whole stack today. I'm going to read them all.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that. It's a good book.
Those are good picks.
I really like Collider number one. Then it became FBP.
Stephen Fino has changed his name on the boards to read Lord Stephen, Master of Coin.
It's official. He named himself.
Which I love.
We didn't have one before.
That's right.
I didn't even know we needed one. Turns out we did.
Steven's choice for best writer, Brian K. Period Vaughn.
We're going to see that again, too.
Yeah, we are. Steven's best artist, J.H. Williams III. And best series, Saga. Solid picks. So far, I don't think anyone has anything that's not a solid pick.
No, nothing's shocking me here.
But I do think that Aaron Cooter is the most surprising choice.
Yeah, that's some Dark Horse business.
Brian did go a little bit.
Not Dark Horse comics business, just plain old Dark Horse.
Right. Next up, and forgive me if I can't pronounce this right, Molenweek. Molenweek. Mullen-Wayek.
All right. Mullen-Wayek.
Mullen-Wayek.
Mullen-Wayek. Give us a better avatar, Mullen-Wayek. Come on, man. I know what your first post. Get in here. Let's get real.
His best writer. And I'm going to assume everybody is a he unless they, you know.
Yeah, you got to give us more.
Because grammar is sexist. I'm sorry.
It's true. Unless you give us like a sexy female avatar. Then we're like, oh, Mullen-Wayek's a hot babe. Yeah.
Best writer for Mullen-Wayek, B.M. Bendis. For reasons that should be apparent.
Excellent choice.
Best artist, Francis Manapul.
Also a great choice.
And just didn't have a lot of... Francis Manapul is a great artist that didn't really do anything. I don't want to say he didn't do anything important, but nothing like nobody was talking about it.
Yeah, well, his Flash series was good, but the art was definitely.
But it was just he just did more Flash. He didn't like.
Yeah, the art was definitely the best part of it.
Yeah. Best series, Superior Spidey.
Oh, man.
Boom. That's three.
Running away with it. Running away.
Psychotic Dreamer.
Again with the Avatar. Yowzers. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Listen, they just signed up. Give them 5 minutes.
But I want you in. You're in.
Best writer, Dan Slott. I like it.
That was my pick.
Psychotic Dreamer goes on to say, well, Superior Spider-Man is not exactly my taste. I can't deny that he is knocking it out of the park on the book.
It's true.
I love it when you guys explain your choices. It makes it so much more interesting.
I like that too.
Best artist goes to Francesco Francavilla.
I guarantee we hear that name again.
I just dig his style. And best series, Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Oh.
When I first heard of it, I dismissed it. On a whim, I checked it out and have just loved the book. It's been funny, moving, and damn good. Superior Foes of Spider-Man is one of those books that I kick myself for not being caught up on because it is awesome.
I just read them all last week.
I love it.
Totally great. Yeah, totally great.
Dr. Flux.
Props on your avatar. I dig it.
Dr. Flux, one of our friends from the Feed It Comics podcast.
Props on your beard, too. I dig that.
Yeah, man.
It's some sculpting going on, too. He's got a soul patch. Look at that. Like a professional wrestler.
Dr. Flux's best writer, Jonathan Hickman. Another one for the H-Man.
Right.
And best artist, J.H. Williams III.
That's two for Williams, too. He's in the Yowzers. Lead. He's in the lead.
Yowzers. Dr. Flux did not leave a favorite series overall, but that's okay. We won't hold it against him.
Whatever. That's cool.
He does say... His best new series is Black Science.
Already, in parentheses, I like that.
And the best series that he thinks more people should be reading is Revival.
Huh.
A fair choice.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
And I think that wraps it up for the forums.
Rad, you guys did a great job, man. And everybody, seriously, everybody answered like all of these. I love that. I love it. Let's get some calls. Let's see what these people had to say, shall we? Let's hear your beautiful voices. We're going to start here. Our first call comes all the way from Council Bluffs, Iowa. I think I know who it is. I think we all know. Not that that's bad. We love him.
No, I told him today. I talked to him today. I said, you better call.
Hey, two-headed nerd. This is Camarillo Brillo. Joe reminded me in person that I needed to call today. So I am calling, although I don't know that my opinion is entirely well-informed on this. I'm going to give a stab. My votes for the year-end stuff are the best series. I can't even narrow it down to one that was more awesome than another, but I'm going to say Breath of Bones, Tales of the Golem, just because it was so incredible, and it was one of those, even though it was a mini series, it was so well paced and so well told. It was almost like they were adapting a work of literature that had already existed. It was that good, and it just had kind of a poetic flow to it. There was sort of a moral to it. I mean, all the things that you, archetypes that you want to see in a series were there. Great horror, satisfying conclusion. It was just tremendous. And I think that Steve Niles and Dave Wachter really did a great job on it. And I hope it continues to find success and grow legs as word gets around once it hits trade here. It was really the highlight of the year for me for comics. That was my vote for best series. I'm woefully misinformed on writers and illustrators, more so illustrators probably. So I'm going to just name off two that I absolutely love and hang up. So my vote for writer of the year, I'm going to say it's Frank Barbary. Five Ghosts hit every single itch that I have for fantasy storytelling. It was just incredible. And I really think that there's more coming from him that is just going to wow everybody. And I really can't say enough about how well written and designed that story was. And as far as art goes, I don't even know. I'm going to say, I give up. I can't think of a single one that I really enjoyed more than the other.
He hates
artists.
There's
so many fantastics. If you really twisted my arm, I'd say Terry Moore, because he's consistently good. His women are attractive and realistic. The horror scenes are truly terrible to behold, and the static scenes where it's just snow in a field are beautiful. And Terry Moore, I mean, he's a champ. So those are my votes. Thanks, dudes. And I'm more interested to hear what everybody else has to say than what I have to say on this one. But welcome back to 2014. Bye.
Camarillo, don't discount yourself, buddy. I love the Frank Barbieri pick.
We care what you have to say.
I love the Frank Barbieri pick. Five Ghosts was so good. So much fun. Moving right along. We're all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. Okay. We think this is Willie Toots. It's hard to know with the weird Google transcript, but here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Willie Toots. Here's my Golden Beppo Awards. And I really did enjoy your picks from the show. Onward. Best writer. My Golden Beppo has to go to Mike Mignola. That dude writes some of my favorite books. And this year was no different, you know? I mean, everything that he oversees and writes himself are like my top books. There's nothing better than the BPRD, the Baltimore, the Sledgehammers, Hellboy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mike Mignola, that dude can't be beat. Onward. Best artist. This one was super duper tough for me because... you know, do you base it on the amount of work they're doing? Like, you have to get, you know, somebody that draws the same book all year long, or somebody that comes out with something that is just an amazing piece of artwork, even if it's a single one-time deal for the year. That's kind of what I'm going with. I have to give it to Duncan Fedrego for Hellboy, The Midnight Circus. That book is beyond gorgeous. And I'm sure no small part of that goes to Golden Beppo winning colorist Dave Stewart, who is, man, that book is ridiculously good looking. And I didn't realize how much I missed Figueredo on Hellboy until I saw that book. All right, best series, that goes to Mouse Guard, Legends of the Guard. It is an ongoing series. It just takes a long time for it to come out. The last four issues that made up Volume 2, again, beautiful read, beautiful work, varied, tons of different writers and artists. So amazing that he lets people play with his world like that, and the history of the world and the mice. Amazing book, and I feel it's super duper accessible. Anybody can pick it up and read it and appreciate it. They'll either appreciate the artwork or they'll appreciate the story and the world. Mouse Guard, Legends of the Guard, baby. There you have it. Those are my Golden Beppos. Keep doing what you're doing, everybody. Read comics. Love life. I love you.
That's our closing right there. That's great. I like the picks. Mignola and Fregredo. I like those picks. I like those a lot. I don't know why I didn't think more of them. Mignola pumped out so much great stuff last year.
Well, he co-writes a lot of it with Scott Alley and John Arcudi.
Regardless, I mean, that's his stuff, though.
Christopher Golden.
Maybe they flesh it out or whatever, but those are his ideas, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from the guy, but like, I think they do a lot of the scripting.
Yes.
You know, whereas he's a lot of the plots and he steers the ship. And they're the right. Captain Ty to his Admiral Adama.
Nice job, nerd. Colonel Ty. That was Ty. Good. Fuck, Colonel Ty.
I effed it up.
Colonel Ty.
Yeah.
Admiral Adama.
Damn it.
Regardless, it was a good try.
He lost an eye.
I liked it.
And a rank.
And killed his wife.
She was a Cylon, though.
Yeah, but he loved her. That was hard.
He was a Cylon, too.
Turned out.
Spoilers!
Hey! Hope you're caught up in Battlestar. Anyway.
It's only 18 years old.
All the way from Santa Rosa. I have some friends in Santa Rosa in a band called The Velveteen. They're one of my favorite bands, and they're super good guys. I have no idea who this is.
Hey guys, it's Aaron Myers, THN Love Slaves, and co-host of the Comics Therapy Podcast. Sorry, I didn't have time for MP3 crew this week, but I wanted to get my answer in to you guys before time ran out. So I kind of hate having to make picks on best of, but I'm doing it for you because that's the kind of guys you are to me. So when I had to pick a best writer, artist, and series, I'm just going to go with what came to mind first and what's in my gut. I think best writer of the year is Jonathan Hickman with his Marvel work and independent work. They've just been amazing series and mind-blowing, and he is the kind of person that when he writes something, I have to read it. So he's going to be my best writer. Best artist, I'm going to go with Terry Moore for Rachel Rising. Another one of those series that is just a must-read, and not enough people are reading it. And save Rachel Rising, please go out and read it and pre-order it so that book can continue. And then finally, I guess best overall series, in my heart, it's going to be Mind Management, Matt Kent's Mind Management, which is one of those books that has so many depths and layers to it and is so compelling that it's always the top of my stack whenever it comes out. So those are going to be my picks for 2013, and I can't wait to see what happens with 2014. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
What's he doing calling from Santa Rosa?
He's probably not calling from Santa Rosa.
He's hiding under a virtual private network or something.
Wherever his phone is from.
Aaron Myers, internet phantom. Good choices,
though. This is why I tell you, stop identifying where people are from, because it's never accurate.
It's true. It's true. Terry Moore, I like that pick. I do like that pick.
That's two for Terry Moore.
And you know what? Guy gets his book out on time every damn month. Good for him.
Hey, no. You know what? Support Terry Moore.
Yeah.
Because his books might go away if we don't.
Yeah. True.
That's a true fact.
Throw some money at that guy. Coming up next, we got our buddy Ryan in Omaha.
It's the THN mouthpiece, Ryan Forrest.
Oh, it's our lawyer. Let's see what he had to say. He's probably going to be a little, belligerent.
Joe, Matt, hey, it's Ryan in Omaha. Thanks for the vine, guys. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the question of the week regarding best writer, series, and artist. I think it goes without saying, from my standpoint, best artist, Mike Mignola. This guy brings it every day. He's got a panel in one of the early issues of his return to Hellboy, where it's essentially a black panel, and it just shows Hellboy falling in the distance as a piece of fire, or like just on fire.
I know exactly.
It's so simple, and yet there's more going on in that panel than in most people's entire single issues. Best writer, I had to think about this for a while, and I went through a lot of books trying to figure out who trips my trigger the best. I think for 2013, I'm going to go with Jeff Lemire. This guy did something to Green Arrow that I didn't think couldn't be done, and that was save the character. He started off with this Trillium miniseries, which is just bananas and totally original. He's been rock solid on Animal Man since day one. Sad to see that one's going away. That's a bummer. And he's even made Justice League Dark interesting. That's no easy task. Best series. I'm going to go a little bit outside the box here. It's one that just ended last month. Really disappointed to hear it. I nominate G.I. Joe Cobra. And I think Joe Patrick would agree with me. This series has been under everybody's radar for the last 3+ years. It's a shame not everybody else could take part in it. It was so great. So those are my nominations. Thanks, guys. See ya.
I like all those. I'm shocked to hear this is the first we've heard of Jeff Lemire.
Yeah, really.
Right?
I mean, I gave him my Beppo for best writer-artist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's obviously just his strength as a writer, he's had a really great year. G.I. Joe Cobra, man, Ryan, I would agree with you. And I, unfortunately, lost track of it in the sea of relaunches after the Cobra Civil War and all that. But I love that book, man. I love that book, and I got to track them down. I got to get the ones that I missed.
I did not know Animal Man is canceled.
Animal Man is canceled.
That's too bad.
They're letting Lemire end it like on his terms.
I mean, that's good, but God, it's such a great book.
Yeah.
It really is. That's too bad. Let's get into the MP3 crew. See what they loved this year. Our very first one. He jumped right on it, man. Hit us right after we put it up. Shonix. Always good for an MP3.
Oh, yeah. That dude did not waste any time.
Let's see what he thought.
Hey, two-headed nerd, Shonix, emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's was a kind of a repeat of the last question of the week because the best series is in there. So
I didn't realize
unless people are just going to change their answers, there's got to be some repeats. But anyway, I have to clarify this. I am clarifying it. Easy. I know I signed it. Easy. I have to clarify that the reason I email in my answer of the week in the form of an MP3 is because the sound quality is better than calling in.
He's right.
So that is why I do that.
100% right.
Clarifying it. So that is why I do it. Not to be part of a crew, but just for my voice to sound better, I guess. There. Thank you. Okay, so
I feel like
what are we doing?
Super best artist, background
Mateo Scalera, from everything he's doing now. He's got two great books going on right now. But Valen the Outcast, find it, buy it, read it, love it, enjoy it, and then you'll understand why he was the best artist of 2013. His stuff he did on Indestructible Hulk was amazing as well. Best writer goes to Kieran Gillen. Just his phenomenal work entire year. Uber made me buy stuff from Avatar Press. I fell in love with it. His Young Avengers is fantastic. Fantastic runner-up for best series of the year. But I do have to change my answer from my answer originally was The Walking Dead for best series because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from IDW's closed out 2013 with a fantastic issue that just, I needed it. It was a great start to this new direction they're going and the things that happen after Cityfall. There's some real stuff happening in that book. Everybody should be reading TMNT. I think Ross Campbell did the art in that last issue. Fantastic stuff. All right. So I changed my answer from Walking Dead, TMNT. All right, IDW's. All right, guys. Great, great, great question. Talk at you guys next week or next year. Peace. This year. Later.
A little conversation with Shonix and himself, if you will.
I imagine he's being threatened by his own crew.
I got to say, changing your answer from Walking Dead to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that really says something as to how good that series has become. Moving right along to Keith Silva. It's nice to have him back. We did have to talk some trash about him to get him back, but to be fair to Keith, we forgot to include him in last week's THN resolution.
He sent an MP3, yeah. And we were
expecting under the radar. Phone calls. We'll get it at the end of next episode. I'm going to make it up to you, baby. I promise. Let's see what he had to say. Whoa! It's too loud, you're too old, Joe Patrick.
Mateo y Jose, Feliz Navidad! Emancipated THN love slave and MP3 OG, Keith Silva here. Joe, I don't think you've ever read my pick for best of the year, so why don't you amuse yourself with your Nash love pillow? I know you've got one.
Ooh.
Matt, old chum, best of the year, buddy! It's an easy one, right? It's got to be Six Gun Gorilla. Right? Right?
Good
Cy
call.
Spurrier is an idea monster.
Good
the
call.
The dude never gives anything to the reader straight. There are analogs and callbacks and all sorts of weird esoteric going on, but all of this texture never bogs down the story. It's the best kind of shoegazing. Smart, smart, smart. Jeff Stokely makes his name with Six Gun Gorilla. His cartooning gives Spurrier's high concepts something to stand on. The titular gorilla is a beast and a great big beauty. Stokely's pencils and inks of the gorilla and his sort of sidekick, Blue, give me that nostalgic contact high of drawing characters out of comics when I was a kid. The same way I would draw the Turtles and Usagi Yojimbo. Stokely is more than a cartoonist to watch. He's a cartoonist you have to see. If you dig Six Gun Gorilla, check out Spurrier's other creator-owned jam from 2013, Number Cruncher. PJ Holden and Jordy Belair handle the art duties on that book. It's another mind from Spurrier, and you will never look at life, love, accidents, or guns the same way again. Joe, thanks for letting me give you a hard time. And Matt, except for your war crime of having not read Lock and Key, the fuck, dude, you're okay too. Looking forward to you guys cutting this out of the THN Answer of the Week. Aw. Too soon?
You gotta get this guy his own podcast. That's ridiculous. Although, I gotta completely disqualify you for using the Stevie Ray Vaughan version of that song. I mean, come on, dude. Really?
Listen.
Come on. Jimi Hendrix did a perfectly good
people
job.
People like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, those people are wrong, okay? I said it. But I like his pick. Jeff Stokely and Cy Spurrier, Six Gun Gorilla. It was my pick for best miniseries of 2013. I totally loved it. And I love that I'm a war criminal for not reading Lock and Key.
We love you, you big lug.
You can always count on the Amazing Spider Brad to hit us with his opinions. We'll see if he rapped this week. Let's see what he's got for us.
Amazing Spider Brad.
Yeah, that's right. 2014, baby.
Song of the Year Grammy goes to...
King of MP3.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Now listen up, nerds. I don't need no introduction. Amazing Spider Brad on a path to destruction. It's time to give out Golden Beppos for 2013. Now sit down, shut your face, and hear my nominees. For his simplistic, monochromatic, dramatic, and static style that's frantic with symmetric panels, it's David Aja doing Hawkeye, yeah, ain't no thing. Ask Fraction Wyatt, he'll say, because Boomerang.
Yes, sir.
Now put your hands together for the man that brought Thane to be. Jonathan Hickman writing the best damn Avengers you can read. It led to series right to infinity. Roger said get bigger so the comic got huge. So many new heroes, a new alphabet to use. Manifold brought Hickman to the head of the pack. Illuminati dismayed when they saw Thanos back. Affinity was the best damn event in years. Spoiler, when Black Bolt died, I was fighting back the tears. Sit down, kids, let me tell you about myself. A couple years back, I took a break from the comic shelf. Saw the new issue of Spidey, and I just couldn't help myself. Returned just in time, but I couldn't believe my eyes when Otto wins and Peter dies. I patiently awaited for January 9th. Every single issue since has lived up to the hype. Time and again, Dan Slott takes you for a spin. I just don't understand how evil can win. Now make no mistake, Otto ain't no hero. He may be superior, but Peter ain't no zero. Slott, Stegman, Ramos, and the powers that be, they do the perfect job carrying out the vision of Stan Lee. That's right, Superior Spider-Man. Golden Beppo, best series, 2013.
I don't even know what
to
do.
Make no mistake, true believers.
You realize if this podcast does ever
Matt,
win an
Joe
award.
And the Two-Headed Nerd, it's been an awesome year, guys, but I'm looking forward to 2014. Thanks to my partner, Dr. Roctopus, for the fat beats. As always, your king of the MP3, Amazing Spider Brad, out.
As I was saying, if this podcast ever wins an award, it's going to be on the weight of the Amazing Spider Brad's call.
I just talked to him today, and he had not done it yet.
That was incredible.
How did you get that done in like 5 hours?
By the way, Dr. Roctopus, best rap name I've ever heard.
Yes, that's
awesome. Hands down. That is amazing.
So, to recap, Jonathan Hickman, best writer.
Hickman.
David Aja, best artist.
That's two for Aja.
Superior Spider-Man, best series.
There you go. Running away with it.
I think I see which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah, absolutely running away with it. Let's see if Andrew Schott can throw a monkey wrench in here. Oh, boy.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone.
Let me just preface this with, I hate this f***ing song.
My car into the bridge, I watched, I let it burn.
Hi guys, it's Andrea, at Andrea Schock on Twitter, and one half of Comics Therapy with Aaron Myers. So 2013 was the worst for like my actual life and stuff, but wow, it was a brilliant one for comics. Escapism for the win. I've avoided picking favorites elsewhere, including on my own show, but how could I ignore the siren call of the two-headed nerd? Here goes nothing. My best writer, Joe Hill. Wrapping up a gorgeous series like Lock and Key is one thing, but doing it in both a tragic and completely satisfying way takes serious chops. Well done, sir. Honorable mention to Jonathan Hickman, who is kicking ass and taking names with the entire Avengers world. I was skeptical. I was wrong. Sorry, Mr. Hickman. Best artist? Sean Gordon Murphy. Yeah, I know. Not David Aja. I am as surprised as you are. But the wake is so pretty, and the process stuff that Murphy keeps posting before Matt Hollingsworth gets a hold of it just takes my breath away with its sketchy, inky goodness. Honorable mention, besides Aja and Hollingsworth with Hawkeye, is Gabriel Rodriguez. If Joe Hill is the heart of Lock and Key, Rodriguez is the soul. What a masterpiece. And the pencils and inks that he's been posting from his upcoming Superman arc have me excited about that guy with a cape for the first time in, I don't know, let's go with ever.
What?
Finally, best series for me this year was a no-brainer, and we're only a few issues in. I know. But no other book has brought me as much joy, and that's the point, right? When it comes down to it, I'm pretty easy. I like unpredictable science fiction elements that tweak reality in unexpected ways. I like to laugh. I like it when the girl gets the guy. And self-aware, self-conscious, meta-narration is my jam. This book, man. My current favorite ongoing and the best new series of 2013 is Matt Fraction and Chip Zdarsky's Sex Criminals. Read it, live it, love it. Just maybe not at work. Thanks, guys.
Off. Time out. Did we just get scooped by Andrea Shock?
No.
Rodriguez is going to be on Superman?
He's doing a Superman project, an arc of some sort of Superman project.
Okay. You knew about this?
I heard something about it, yeah.
Okay, I knew nothing about this. I thought she just scooped us. I'm like, what's going on over there at Comics Therapy? They're afraid to pick favorites, but they get news earlier than we do? Listen, man,
we're not the only game in town, all right?
That's not my point.
I think she meant to say Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, I believe is the way to pronounce it. So her votes were Joe Hill, great choice. I gave Hickman half a point because she gave him.
No, you don't give mention. Him half a point.
You have.
There is no half points. He doesn't need half points.
You got half a point. And artist, Rodriguez. Yeah. That was her artist.
No, Sean Murphy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sean Murphy for the wake. Sean Murphy for the wake. Excellent.
Gabriel
choice.
Rodriguez is doing a story on Adventures of Superman.
Okay. Okay.
That's what's happening.
That's fair.
That's why I didn't.
Yeah, nobody scoops us.
It's still cool. It's awesome.
It's awesome, but nobody scoops us. You understand, Shock.
That is so not true.
And her best series went to Sex Criminals, a series that I very much enjoy. And I think one of the only reasons it didn't get mentioned was because it was really new. You know, and we're only like four. We were only like four issues in.
No, I mean.
But it's great.
How many issues do you need?
You know, I mean, if you love it, you love it. That's great. And I'm glad she liked it. And I think it's an excellent choice. So let's do it. Let's tabulate. Let's get down to it. Our Listener's Choice Awards. There are many, many different names thrown around, and they're all good calls. We didn't disagree with anybody. But the Best Writer Listener's Choice Award goes to Jonathan Hickman. He runs away with it.
How many votes did he get?
75. That is incredible.
He got four votes.
Four and a half. Best.
Good thing you gave him that half point.
Here's where we run into a problem.
Ooh, a three-way tie.
We have four-way tie for best artist.
Oh.
Mateo Scalera with two votes. J.H. Williams with two votes. Terry Moore with two votes. And David with two votes.
Wow.
I know. What do we do? We can't give them all to him. We need a tiebreaker.
We don't need a tiebreaker.
We need a tiebreaker. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to get our tiebreaker. We're going to tweet at all these guys.
Oh, don't be stupid.
And the first one to answer us and accept the award is our winner.
Don't be stupid.
No, I'm doing it. I'm going to tweet at them. And the first one to say, hey, thanks or whatever. You're our winner. I love it. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it's ridiculous and also meaningless. Oh, whoever happens to have their Twitter on.
Hey. I only made one award. And the best series. I think you already know this. Superior Spider-Man.
We didn't even bother to write down anything else.
Superior Spider-Man was the only one that got more than one mention. I mean, but not just did it get mentioned for series. People brought up Dan Slott's name for writer. Everybody loves that book. The Amazing Spider-Man just rapped like a lunatic about it. Well, not everybody. There's haters out there for everything. But, you know, it's the internet. It's a place to go when you hate, I guess. Guys, this was so much fun, and we thank you so much for playing along with the Golden Beppos every year. It's our third year doing it. We can't wait to do it again next year. We're going to have a new question of the week going up this Friday. I will let you know who the winner of the Listener's Choice Artist Award is as soon as one of these jerks tweets me back.
That is a stupid way to settle
it. Oh, I love it. It's completely non-democratic.
I'm sorry, everybody. These awards are meaningless.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. You guys all voiced your opinions. We had a lot of fun. You know, we learned something about each other. We came together as nerds. We picked our favorites. It was a ton of fun. Great to have you guys back for the first Answer of the Week for 2014. Again, can't tell you how much we appreciate your calls. Keep them coming. Keep your responses coming. Keep your forum posts coming. Those of you who don't have avatars that I called out, give me an awesome avatar so I can guess whether you're a male or female.
It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Mm-hmm. We don't care.
Matters to me. I'm a sexist.
Yes, you are. If you want to contribute to the Answer of the Week, you know what to do. Ziggurat Hotline, 402-819-4894, or send in an MP3. Join the MP3 crew, or don't.
Just go.
If you've got your own crew and you just like the sound of an MP3,
yeah,
like Sean.
Maybe you've got a beautiful operatic voice like Sean X and you want it represented well on the internet. I get that.
That's right. Maybe standards matter, damn it.
I understand that. I'm a fidelity guy myself. I understand. But if you got too much to say, you can always go to the THN forums and hammer it out, man. You can write a damn book there.
That's right.
And we'll read all of it.
There's a forum button right at the top of twoheadednerd.com. It takes you right there. It's that easy.
And we will see you guys again this weekend for another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast with Joe and Matt, where we are doing Ask a Nerd this week. So if you've got an Ask a Nerd question, you can also call.
It's going to be a real Keith Silva-centric show. You realize that, don't you?
You can also call or shoot us an MP3 asking us your comic-related question or comic book trivia to try and stump Joe Patrick. We've had been quite a while since we had a trivia question. Just saying.
No, guys. Man. I'm feeling a little impervious.
Just saying. We'll see you this weekend.
Read comics. Love life. I love you.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username twoheadednerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.